Our second scripture reading today is going to come from Romans chapter 3, if you'd like to flip there with me. I'll be starting 3:21 and going to go through 4:3. But now a righteousness from God, apart from law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all who have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that comes by Christ Jesus. God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting? Is excluded. On what principle? On that of observing the law? No, but on that of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. Is God the God of the Jews only? Is he not the God of the Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too, since there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through that same faith. Do we then nullify the law by this faith? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the law. What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, discovered in this matter? If, in fact, Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What doesn't the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Amen. So last week, we started looking at the five solas, also called the gem of the Reformation. Now, why would it be called a gem of the Reformation? So, quick recap and context. The Reformation really started as people in the 12th and 13th and 14th centuries were struggling against the theologies and doctrines that were coming out of the church at that time. And the pre-reformers and reformers were saying, it's not what we're doing with the church that saves us. It is God that saves us. And so the five solas of the Reformation were come to be known as the gem of the Reformation, because if you think of a gem having multiple sides, and without any of those sides, it all falls apart. So just to recap, we have Scripture alone, Christ alone, faith alone, grace alone, and glory to God alone. And last week we went over Scripture alone and Christ alone. And typically when I go through these messages, I kind of lay out some context, some lessons, and then we get to the important message near the middle or close to the end. But I want to give you, if you hear nothing else I say today, I want you to hear this. When we think of the five solas and the theological grounding it gives us this. Christ is the reason why we are saved. Faith is the means by which we are justified. Justification and salvation are God's free and undeserved gift, also known as grace. All of this is revealed to us in God's special revelation, known as Scripture. And because of all this, we give glory to God alone. It is nothing we can do to save ourselves. All the glory, all the honor is to God alone. Now, as I was doing some research, some of you may have seen, I posted on our Facebook page a resource website called, I think it's pronounced Ligonier, Ligonier.org. Check out our Facebook page for the link to that. But there's a lot of good information there, and I found this summation of the importance of the five solas there, and I wanted to read a couple parts out of this. And it says, the five solas are important for us today for at least three reasons. The five solas set apart the true gospel from every other religion, worldview, or philosophy. Two, the five solas provide us with unspeakable comfort in a chaotic world. And three, the five solas remind us that our salvation is secure. We have assurance of salvation. But today I wanted to go over faith alone, grace alone, and glory to God alone. So when we think about faith, one of the reasons I chose the Daniel scripture this morning was his unshakable faith in God is what saved him in a real life threat. And he got tossed into lion's den. And you think about that time in the world, they had wild animals starving and ready to feast on something, and when they didn't like someone, they threw them into the den so they would immediately be devoured. And you go back to that story in Daniel, you saw that the ones who had set up this circumstances for Daniel to be tossed into the lion's den, they got tossed in afterwards because they were found out, and before they even hit the ground, the lions attacked. And Daniel, through his faith, was saved. And what did this do to King Darius? He then was given faith in God Almighty. Faith is one of those amazing things that sometimes we get the idea that we need to foster our own faith, but Scripture tells us a different story in that God freely gives us the faith to walk with Him. Just think about that story in Daniel. Through God's actions in saving Daniel, He gave faith to a Babylonian king. How crazy is that? He gave him faith, and from that was spread to the rest of his empire. So what I'm trying to get at here with this today is we cannot do it all ourselves. We can't save ourselves. We can't grow in Christ ourselves. It's all a free gift from God. His grace, His mercy, freely given to us. Now, in Romans chapter 3, this is kind of the crux of the whole gospel. And this is why there's such importance in these five solas and remembering them. Because in Romans 3, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned. Every one of us. And it's by God's loving grace, free gift that we do not deserve, because total justice commands that we be condemned. And if you remember in John 3, it's in our assurance of faith. See how all these wonderful scriptures play together? That we were condemned before Christ even came. We were already lost. So Christ came to save us by His grace. And Paul writes in Romans 3, and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. So faith is the means by which we are saved, and grace is that gift, and Jesus is the why and how we are saved. By faith, through grace, glory to God. Simple enough, right? Christ alone, faith alone, grace alone, all found in the Scriptures. Glory be to God. So, what does that mean for us going forward? What does that mean right here, right now? We know we are saved by faith through grace, and we praise God for it. Well, if we go back to what's those three reasons why the five solas are important. Number two said that the solas provide us with unspeakable comfort in a chaotic world. Anyone who watches the news can say this world is chaotic, but we have peace and comfort in God, in Jesus, in the Holy Spirit, to walk through the crazy world that we live in. But why would Jesus send us out to walk through that world? To bring that loving peace in others to others. So we can tell others we have peace and salvation and security within God through Jesus. Because if you remember a couple weeks ago when we talked about how Jesus was walking out on the water, Jesus sent the disciples out into the storm, knowing that there would be a storm, but then came out to them, giving them faith, giving them hope. And the third one was the five solas remind us that our salvation is secure. Sometimes we can get this crazy thought in our heads that I'm not worthy of it. I've done too much and God doesn't like me anymore and I'm not going to be saved. Completely contrary to Scripture, because Paul in Romans says we cannot be snatched from God's hand. We are in his hand. He is with us always. He promises that throughout Scripture. If you read back into the Old Testament where Israel was about to go into the Promised Land, he said, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. I go with you. I go before you. If you look back into all of Scripture, all the covenants, the progressive covenants of salvation history, God always acts first and then says, look what I've done for you. Come, follow me. Come into my loving arms. My burden is light. My burden is easy. My yoke is light. Come to me. He always takes the first step. And then he leads us. Another popular thought that kind of goes around is, I need to do something to earn that love. I need to do something in order to attain that salvation from God. This can't be just a free gift. I got to work for it, right? No. Because nothing we can do will get us into heaven. Our good works are like dirty rags before the Lord. You know, if you think about that, without God in the picture, that we cannot do anything for salvation, it looks bleak. We're doomed, no hope. Then you add God into that equation and everything looks bright because he's already done everything. He's already gone to the cross. He's already died for the sins. He's already become the ultimate sacrifice, once and for all sacrifice. And he's already raised from the dead. And he sits in heaven at God's right hand, continually interceding for us. Our hope is secure. Our salvation is secure in Christ. For whoever believes in Jesus in their heart and confesses with their mouth will be saved. Again, Paul in Romans. It's an amazing book. And this gives us an amazing comfort to go forth and realize that, hey, when we go out and do something, we're going to mess up. We're going to make mistakes. We're not going to get it perfect. But God sends us out to grow, to live within our communities, to tell about this amazing love of Jesus. Telling people that they don't have to clean themselves up before they come to church. They don't have to get everything right in order to attain salvation. All they have to do is call on the Lord of the universe who's already purchased it for them. That is amazing hope that we can bring, that Jesus tells us to bring, because he said, go out and make disciples of the nations. Not pointing the finger and condemning the nations. Because in John 3, Jesus is telling Nicodemus that the world is already condemned. If Jesus came to save the world, not to condemn the world, who are we to condemn anyone? But we can say, you are loved. Yes, you're a sinner. So am I. Come join the party. We're saved through Jesus. So the five solas of the Reformation, the gem of the Reformation, gives us amazing comfort and peace within Jesus. As Jesus is our only hope, our only salvation, because we've all fallen short of the glory of God. And that's the gospel message that we must stay true to. And we kind of got off on a tangent a couple weeks ago when I started in Galatians, and the question came up of, you know, what are the... my brain just checked out for a second. Hold on, it'll come back. What are the counterfeits? You know, and I gave some examples of some heresies that still are in the world today about not believing Jesus is fully God or fully man. The way that you're able to protect yourself and speak the truth is holding to Christ alone, faith alone, grace alone, in Scripture alone, giving glory to God alone. That is the true gospel, that if you know inside out, backwards and forwards, and you grow in your spiritual maturity, you will never be blown by like the winds on the sea, by the storms. Because this world has many storms. Excuse me. But we stay true to the gospel and bring that comfort and peace and joy to the world around us. So remember that this coming Tuesday is Reformation Day. It may be Halloween, but it was Reformation Day first. So I would encourage you to look through these resources that I posted and look through the five solas this week and recognize Reformation Day on Tuesday. I saw a funny thing on Facebook. One of my chaplain friends, he's posted a picture of Martin Luther nailing his 95 theses to the church door, and it says, the first post that ever went viral. Thought that was kind of cute. So let us stay true to the faith, so God can use us to bring his peace and glory to the world. Will you pray with me? Father God, we praise and thank you. with this wonderful gift, the undeserved gift of grace. Lord, we ask you to continually give us faith to walk the path you put before us. Lord, we ask that you send the Holy Spirit to guide us, direct us, and to continually remind us of this wonderful gift that you've given us. And all that you've done throughout salvation history. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we love you. It's in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.